feel to get back out there and kind of just give us an update right now as to where you feel your status is at?
Yeah, good. I'm pretty close. It was really nice to actually get a practice in. I mean, we haven't had much time. And, you know, when you're injured, you try to just kind of avoid the guys and, you know, don't want to mess their routines or up or anything. But it was definitely special to get out there with the guys. I've been craving it for a while now.
Will you push to get in the lineup tomorrow night? Or
I got to be smart. I'm very close. We'll see. Today was a really good day, but, you know, we'll take it day by day. But today was probably the best day I've had, you know, since the injury happened.
Frustrating situation for you when you go through training camp and then something happens near the end and then you can't play?
Yeah, I mean, the last month has not been easy. You know, there's no good time to get hurt, but, you know, beginning of the season is probably one of the worst. You know, the guys are getting up to speed, and, you know, the first 10 games you just try to get under your belt. So, you know, missing that is obviously difficult. So, you know, when I get back in there, when I'm ready, you know, I'll just try to take it one shift at a time and be smart with it because, you know, guys are, you know, really up to speed now.
It was
the third period in Minnesota, the one of the first shifts, and we'll just leave it at that. It was just kind of an unfortunate situation.
You and Brian both got hurt that game. Did you almost share in the misery together of both getting knocked out of that last preseason game?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, no one likes preseason, just let's be honest with it. No one likes it, but you got to get up to speed and you got to play it. So getting injured in the third period of the last game is obviously extremely frustrating, and, you know, me and Brian felt that. But, you know, the guys took me on the road, the first road trip, and, you know, got my spirits up. It was nice to just be around the guys, but like you said, you just kind of want to stay out of their way and, you know, keep to yourself. So, you know, taking that yellow jersey off today was, you know, it was like Christmas for me.
How do you sort of handle the making up for lost time, especially like you said, when it happens at the start of the year where you're, you know, ready to roll?
Yeah, the toughest thing is, you know, you only can ride the bike and work out so much. There's nothing like game shape, so playing games is the only way I'm going to, you know, get back up to speed. I know it's not going to be easy right away, but, you know, I thought the guys weathered the storm on the back end, you know, well at the beginning of the year, and, you know, I'm really excited to get back in there and, you know, contribute.
You're a bit of a physical guy. Are you confident that you can get back in, play that physical style right away with the bumping and grinding that is part of your game?
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, I talked to Coach about it and the staff too. It's, you know, I don't want to be out there not being able to give, you know, my full and not being able to play my game. It's just not smart. That's how you get hurt. So when I get back in there, it'll be 100%. And yeah, I got to play my game. And, you know, that's in order to be physical and effective, I got to play my game.
And Nathan, obviously it's been a month push back, but just the idea of re-signing here and why it was such a good move for you and the opportunity that sort of stands in front of you.
Yeah, I mean, it's still there. You know, and I've trusted everyone in this organization since the moment I've got here, and I know where I stand every day, and you know, I know the opportunity's there, and once I'm ready, it'll be given to me. But I still really believe in this group and what we got going. A lot of good young players, and not always getting in the win column as much as we'd like to start the year, but I think we've played some good hockey, and consistency's so big. If we keep it up, I think in the long run we'll be we're on the back burner a little bit on teams' radars, but I think we're a little scarier than people think.